From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Progress is reported in the fight for the Iraqi city of Ramadi. Iraqi troops advanced to the center of the provincial capital in an offensive begun in early November to recapture a city lost to Islamic State in May. James Jeffrey is a former diplomat to Baghdad.
This is a relatively slow-moving offensive. I suspect that they are making progress by all accounts, but it will probably take some time to clean the city out.
A spokesman for Iraq's counterterrorism service said the fighting was taking place in neighborhoods surrounding a government complex. Troops are removing roadside bombs as they push forward. U.S.-led coalition warplanes have carried out airstrikes on IS targets. U.S. military spokesman Army Colonel Steve Warren said those strikes continue to show IS fighters they have nowhere to hide.
I think the fall of Ramadi is inevitable. You know, the end is coming. But that said, it's going to be a tough fight.
Final victory would represent the second city to fall to Iraqi forces this year. IS fighters continue to hold large areas of Iraq as well as the cities of Fallujah and Mosul. The United States Tuesday urged Burundi to accept a proposed Africa Union peacekeeping force as part of a regional effort to ease tensions in the Central African nation. Elizabeth Trudeau is a U.S. spokesperson.
We have urged Burundi to accept the AU mission. We will continue to support the deployment of these troops to protect civilians and to allow space for the internationally mediated dialogue to find a sustainable political solution to this crisis.
The Burundian government has rejected the AU plan, calling it an invasion force. Last week, the 54-member AU approved a six-month deployment of a 5,000-member force to halt violence sparked by the decision of President Pierre Nkurunziza to seek a third term in office, a move critics have called unconstitutional. This is VOA News. The UN Security Council is demanding all parties in Syria immediately let food, medicine, and other badly needed humanitarian aid across war zones. The unanimous resolution expresses anger that those fighting in Syria have ignored previous UN demands and outrage the violence seems to be getting worse. An Iranian nuclear official says Russia will begin building two nuclear power reactors in Iran next week under a deal signed last year between subsidiaries of the country's atomic energy agencies. A bilateral agreement signed last year calls for Russia to build nearly 10 such reactors in Iran. The International Organization for Migration says the number of migrants and refugees entering Europe this year has gone over the 1 million mark, the largest influx of its kind since the end of World War II. William Lacey Swing is Director General of the IOM.
I think the 1 million mark reflects the widespread, unprecedented number of conflicts throughout Africa and the Middle East without any resolution in sight, with the fifth year of war in Syria. And so people now are in desperation saying, let's look for safer shores and a new life.
The number is a fourfold increase from 2014. Refugees from Syria account for half of all migrants and refugees, followed by those from Afghanistan and Iraq. Some 3,600 died or disappeared trying to make the perilous journey across the Mediterranean Sea to Italy from North Africa. Bosnian police arrested 11 people suspected of alleged ties with Islamic State and its militants fighting in Syria and Iraq. The prosecutor's office said raids were conducted near a military barracks in suburban Sarajevo, where a gunman killed two Bosnian army soldiers in November in what authorities qualified as an act of terrorism. Representatives of rebels and the government of South Sudan held their first meeting Tuesday aimed at ending a two-year conflict. The two sides met in Juba, the capital, in hopes of forming a transitional government of national unity. Festus Mogae is chairman of the Joint Monitoring and Evaluation Committee.
We will encourage and accelerate progress on all fronts, facilitate dialogue and overcome difficulties in implementation. And I reiterate that we are all of us, duty-bound to take all necessary actions to ensure the agreement is fulfilled.
The conflict in South Sudan has killed tens of thousands and displaced more than 2 million while pushing parts of the population toward famine conditions. Tunisia Tuesday extended its state of emergency following a deadly bus bombing last month that killed 12 presidential guards. The extension for 2 months until February 21st. It was set to expire Wednesday. The measure allows authorities to censor the press, prohibit strikes and meetings intended to provoke unrest, and close entertainment venues. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.